Well, we are so pleased to have in our studios once again Adam Lambert. He's a guy who almost doesn't even need a description, but we came to love him on Idol, and he's had such an incredible career with his solo performances and then stepping into the, well, irreplaceable shoes of Freddie Mercury in Queen. But he owned it, he made it his own, and paid tribute at the same time, and Adam Lambert is in studio with us. Brand new album. Congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
Great, great, great.
Thanks.
You've got a little more ink since we've seen you last.
Yes, I've become addicted to tattoos.
It has happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It looks really, really impressive.
Holy. Thank you.
It looks like Latin, too, that you've
yes,
got.
Yes, it is Latin. This is called Music Soothes the Savage Beast.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. Yeah. And what's on your other S?
Freak of Nature.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Fantastic.
Well, we were just talking moments ago about your performance with Queen. Ian and his lovely bride got to see you in, was it July, Ian? And he said you just rocked the place. But and you're probably tired of answering this question, but, you know, you didn't do an impersonation of Freddie Mercury, you know, and you have to be true to yourself. But how difficult was that to try and do both? I mean,
yeah, it definitely took a second to kind of wrap my head around it. You know, and I've been moonlighting with the band for a couple years now, mm-hmm. which helped. But this latest tour, we had done this event in Vegas, this 25-minute set of their greatest hits. And for the first time, I mean, we had success, but it really gelled in a different way. And we had kind of just clicked into each other in a way that we hadn't yet. And it felt amazing.
Oh.
And that's where we decided to kick off a tour. We had people coming up to us saying, you got to put something together. And when we approached this tour and putting together the set, that was a big thing is, you know, how mm-hmm. do I... How do I, you know, make this my own and I'm myself on stage, but I don't want to stray too far from the original either because that would be like sacrilege, you know?
Really, and to do an impersonation, really, of
would
him
be,
and do it poorly, you
yeah,
know?
It would be tacky. Mm-hmm. So it took a second to kind of wrap my head around it, but luckily I had the guys there to kind of bounce ideas off of and make sure it was on point, so...
Obviously, yeah. You gelled with Brian May. He has contributed to Lucy, one of the singles on the original High, your new album.
Yeah.
Tell us about that song and working with Brian. How does that feel, Adam?
Brian's amazing. You know, he actually laid down that guitar part in literally like an afternoon. He's so fast. The guitar solo on there, that wicked solo, I think that was like the second or third take.
God. Unbelievable.
I was like,
talent.
What?
Yeah. And the album's called The Original High. What does that refer to? What is the original high for you?
Well, for me, personally, the original high is getting on stage and singing before people.
Oh, really?
You know, I think that adrenaline rush of being a performer is like nothing else. The album is about this kind of quest for happiness, you know, like contentment and satisfaction and the thing that makes you feel alive. And everybody's got different things that do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the song kind of... cycles through all the different ways in which we're looking for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be a really good quest and a good hunt. And sometimes it can lead you down the wrong path where you're not happy.
Yeah.
And each song kind of comes back to that theme.
The original high.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert with us. Mm. So what have you learned? How have you sort of grown as a performer from the last time that we saw you? Obviously, all of this explosion into the public's consciousness with Queen and everything. What has it done for you? How have you changed?
You know, I think when everything started, I was so excited. You know, I'm very lucky that all this happened. And there was so much hype. And, you know, I came out of my 20s kind of being like a pseudo club kid, you know, I liked to dress up and be really crazy and kind of weird for effect.
Yeah, well, the eyeliner's gone.
The eyeliner's gone.
I mean, you even mentioned Cole Liner
yeah.
if I had you,
yeah.
right?
I think over the past 6 years, I think I've grown a little more comfortable in my own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've kind of grounded myself in my personal life a little bit. And I think now I'm just in a naturally like less is more kind of place just in my life.
And is it easier?
Right now, yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at. I think the music reflects that. I think it reflects just kind of a shift, maybe growing up a little bit. And I don't feel the need to prove myself in the same ways.
Yeah.
It's not so much about like, look what I can do. Look at all the tricks that I got.
Yeah.
But now it's more about, I want to make you feel something. You know, look at the mood we can create together. That's more of my goal right now.
We're talking with Adam Lambert, and I'm going to give you some rapid-fire questions. And,
yeah.
Just off the top of your head, Beatles or Stones? Beatles or Stones?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't think you can actually pick one. But I grew up with more Stones in the house than Beatles.
Is that
my
right?
mom's a huge Rolling Stones
okay.
fan. So
I think I know the answer to this. Morning person or night owl?
Night owl. Don't have to think about that.
Wine or beer?
Wine.
Uh-huh. Do you have any tattoos?
A few. Just a few. And counting.
I really, yeah. Botox?
No.
No.
No tox.
Do you sleep well?
Sometimes. When I'm on the road, it's harder to get, your regular 8 hours. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite boy band?
Favorite boy band?
Growing up, you see.
I mean, I was an NSYNC kid, I think, a teenager. Yeah. But I think One Direction has some really good music.
They do.
They have some really cool songs.
You met Francesco Yates, a good Canadian kid.
What a nice guy.
I know.
Yeah, I met him at the Much Music Awards. Yeah. What a nice guy. And then we were chatting about music and singing and people that we had worked with, and he seemed like so nice. And I was like, well, what? I want to hear your song. So I downloaded it. What a beautiful song.
I know.
I heard the one that came out, I guess, last year, Call, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great
so
singer.
Talented.
Great singer. Nice kid, too.
Yeah, he really is.
He's like 19 or something.
And a local kid, too.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, we were talking. We got into this great conversation about vocal technique, and he's a really nice kid.
If he asked, what kind of advice would you give him as you see him at that age, just kind of starting out?
He was asking me about vocal, like how I get the real high notes really loud. We were just talking about technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how do you do it?
Oh, it was a long conversation.
You have warm-ups? You do?
You got to do warm-ups.
Of course you do.
Cardio helps, too.
Yes?
Yeah.
Good.
Big
Expand
time.
The lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Diaphragm,
get the blood flowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the name of the album again is?
The Original High.
Oh, I love it. That's really, really cool. Well, good luck, man. So you've got a couple more gigs with Queen.
Yeah, down in South America in September. We're headlining Rock in Rio, which should be really exciting. I've never been there either. So it's a place in the world I've never been, and it's a great full circle moment for the band because, they kind of started Rock in Rio.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Adam Lambert, thank you very, very, very much for joining
us.
Best
it was good
of
to
luck
be here.
Again. And it's great to see you evolve.
Thanks,
you have a lot more confidence right now.
Thanks, you really do.
Yeah, you look great.
It's a good time. It's a good year.
Love that you don't have to prove anything anymore.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.